This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bombastic, audacious, revolutionary, rash, outraged, organised, assertive, activist.
Broad. We got a bit of time, so that's cool. And so yeah, congratulations so far. Like looking at Wake Me Up is doing so well, the single and the Secret Daughter album.
Yeah. No, it's been absolutely phenomenal and such an incredible journey and experience, to be honest. I felt so much, I guess, vibe and celebration with being a part of the show and the story, yeah, as well as you know collaborating the music as well with the acting. So that was just a huge bonus to be a part of, as well as with making the record and being heavily involved with choosing the songs and those moments of those emotions that feel through the show. So yeah, it was yeah, thank you. It's been such a wonderful ride.
That's cool. I should, I guess, introduce you. Sorry, we just went straight in there. That's fine.
Yes.
That's okay. Oh, look, technical wonders. I can edit everything beautifully. So when I say this is Sonia from Broad on Joy 94.9, speaking to the wonderful Jessica Mowboy, everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah. So.
Now, Broad, we're a women's show. We're actually a feminist show. And so,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I know, on a queer station.
I love it.
So as a woman, of course, it's a really important thing, do you think, as far as having your voice there, representing as well, and encouraging girls and women to be able to come forward and get involved and be seen?
Yeah, I really do think, out of all honesty, it's being a woman and having the love with music is such a mental and physicality experience. It's so wonderful to, I guess, become so confident and to share this wonderful life with music and on top of that express out loud and to have that being shared constantly. So yeah, I think, and on another level, having again collaborated with The Secret Daughter and visually, with my appearance, what I look like, and building this character, this strong woman, young woman who's eventually about to find out the rest of the world and what life is about, I think, and the struggles within that, were really inspiring, to be honest. Having built this character up, Billy Carter in The Secret Daughter, was a really, I guess, exchanging experiment, being able to go into my heart deeply, or with all the knowledge that I have, and share this with this character that I've made come to life, and have her express that on the screen. So it's it was one to kind of really understand and really, I guess, be respectful to all the values and dignity and just her goal. I made sure that, I wanted to really, I guess, give and share. Mm. I had so much support in terms of a wonderful cast who I was able to observe off just work freely as well.
Working with Leah Purcell as well. She's such a strong, amazing woman as well, in the industry.
Yeah. Working with Leah Purcell meant everything, to be able to gain her knowledge and her experience. We had method acting training sessions, that I was able to have with her, and she was, just one of the people and who helped me deliver Billy Carter. And, I give her so much blessings and I couldn't thank her enough for her incredible support and her voice as well. But she definitely is a really strong woman. And I think at one point, I allowed her into my world. She allowed me into hers. And we just kind of, built each other up. And it was such a beautiful, I guess, journey for both of us too.
It seems like a great collaboration, an excellent thing for two deadly women like yourself to be to be together.
I think that's the beauty of being able to working together and as females and going head to head. But yeah, really working things out and making things happen is such a powerful thing.
Yeah, sure is.
There were moments where I think, I would just kind of look to her and become extremely celebrated with emotions and, you know, moments of tears because, you know, I'm standing in front of this woman who's giving her all, and I'm being able to take a lot of that information and use that power in the show, into the character, and just surroundings. That vibe of building each other up was so important.
It's kind of a metaphor, I think. Well, for me, when I was watching some of it, it's kind of a metaphor about Australia, the secret Australia, you know, Black Australia.
Wow.
And you sort of represent that. It's amazing. In the 10 years you've been in the spotlight, what a career. Are you no longer a secret? That's for sure.
Well, power to the story itself and for the network and screen for the team to wanting more out of life and cultural and the right ways of doing it. You know, there were most times that became really political in terms of cultural ways, and, you know, I was lucky enough to, you know, again, have Leah and have people really familiar with the culture that were able to speak openly and out loud so that, you know, we could get it right and represent exactly the secret of Australia, which is, you know, this incredibly rich culture and needs to be expressed more, that exists. And it's crazy to think that this is only the beginning. Like, it's the first of many to come, and I can't wait. It's very exciting.
Yeah. I'd love to see you in the Clever Man. Is there any chance of you being in the second series?
That would be amazing. Maybe I have to go and audition. That would be something that I would go for, to be honest. Yeah,
It's a great series, isn't it? It's great opportunities there.
We're so powerful in so many ways. So, yeah, and I'd love to be a part of that movement for sure.
Mm. Now, getting to the music, of course, because so many great tracks on the album. Really enjoying the covers, like I've never heard covers before, and I'm from New Zealand, Aotearoa originally, and hearing the Crowded House song Better Be Home Soon, giving me goosebumps. How hard was that to sing without crying?
Well, I think the whole experience of combining my own originals to really is going in depth with finding songs that related to the moment in the show or really told the story of what was going on in that situation. So that meant a lot, and you know, there was a lot of people involved, you know, from my record label Sony, from Screen Time and Channel 7. So a lot of people that had a lot of opinions, and I guess at the end of the day it really came down to Billy's character and I would get into the studio moments of thinking of songs that related to the moment sometimes appeared in my head. So especially like Crowded House, somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you.
Stop it. I'm shivering now. And it's not the Melbourne weather.
The moments of hardship and challenges and getting through those obstacles meant a lot through that time. And I remember as a young kid, that was a childhood memory of hearing that song on the radio or hearing Mum play it in the kitchen. And sometimes her just a cappella, just, you know, singing it on her own. And so I have those really fond memories of that song having a massive meaning to, you know, family members, and that had been passed down. So I was really lucky enough to have, you know, shared that music with family and had grown up with it. To now having done my own versions of it, which I didn't ever think was possible, you know. And I think that encouragement of these are the people that have walked, you know, the music path, before me, and I've been able to create pathways for other musicians, other artists, you know, to be inspired by. So I thank everyone, you know, that I've, you know, recorded my own versions of, you know, bands and artists. Thank them so very much for inspiring me to get the encouragement to want to record them again.
Fabulous. Did you get to choose the tracks, or how was that decided for the album?
Yeah, so I was pretty much there for the whole project of recording the soundtrack, and was heavily involved in how to sing them, how to structure them, with a really good friend, Louis Schrull, who produced the soundtrack. Tops to him, because we only had, you know, about a month or 2 months to really get the songs together. We were back and forth. You know, every single day on emails, whether it be face-to-face or, you know, just trying to get in contact to make it right and arrange songs that I needed to be arranged. So there was a lot of hard work and a lot of, you know, late nights and early mornings to really kind of be intimate and be real and take a lot of those moments from the show and incorporate them into the record.
Cool. Now, probably have to wrap it up very soon. I'm looking at the clock going, oh, no. But if you could say a little message perhaps about, do you feel like you're a feminist, or what you would like to say to girls out there who want to get started in singing and hopefully maybe look at a career, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I definitely feel very strongly about being a feminist. I encourage all females out there, you know, to be a woman, to be who you are, you know, and really, I guess at the end of the day, you know, take that important time to really figure out who you are and understand who you are, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's all you. And encourage yourself, inspire yourself, and enjoy what you love. And not be afraid of that.
Cool. Fabulous. Now, is it okay to do a station ID if you've got some time?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The show's name is Broad, as in broads or dames or chicks. Broad on Joy 94.9. And obviously your name. That would help.
So it's Broad.
Yep.
So it's good. Something like, hey, just now, boy, on Broad. You're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9?
Yes. That'll be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Jessica Malboy here. You're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Yay. Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. And you're going to be in Melbourne not till April, though.
Yeah, doing, April.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be back in April and obviously touring with the all of the hit tour.
Cool.
Yeah, which is exciting because I haven't been on the road for a good 2 years. So.
Wow, has it been that long? Far out.
Yeah, it's been that long. It's crazy to think that. So yeah, it's very exciting to, you know, be hungry to want to get back on there and
get on to it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jess. All the best. No, thank no you. Problem. You're deadly. Awesome.
Big love, eh?
You too. Bye bye. Thank you. Bye bye. Cool. That was Jess Melboy. A wonderful, great success story, fabulous artist, musician, and acting up a storm on the screen, big and small, from The Sapphires, where she won Best Actress in a Supporting Role back in 2013, and to now the smaller screen with, of course, The Secret Daughter, and playing the character Billy, who, discovers a few things. And I think Australia is finally discovering what we already should have known. Jess Melboy is totally deadly, and a feminist, and a woman, and it's awesome. And we wish her all the best in her career in the future. And don't forget, the album is out. Of course, it's number one. Apparently, the album chart's number one. And that is the soundtrack to The Secret Daughter, with Wake Me Up doing really well, going gangbusters, as I say. And All the Hits Live tour is going to be happening in April. Like Jess said, it's been a couple of years since she's been on the road, so that's amazing. And she'll be at the Margaret Court Arena here in Melbourne Town and Nam. So awesome. And thank you very much, Jess, for speaking to us here on Broad on Joy 94.9.
Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you, and it's pushing me aside, seat stretched on forever, and I know I'm right for the first time in my life. That's why I tell you, you'd better be home soon. Stripping back the coats, lies and deception. Back to nothingness, like a week in a desert. And I know I'm right.
The 1986 women's mural from Bombonera to Barbed Wire on Smith Street was defaced early this year. Responding to the community outcry following its destruction, the Women's Mural Documentation Project is capturing your reactions to this defacement and to the 30-year history of this significant feminist mural. Danielle and Sally from the Women's Art Register want to hear from you. Get in touch, thewomensmuralproject@gmail.com. A community message supported by Broad and Joy 94.9.
Thank you. You've been listening to a broadcast on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.